6630 Productions presents Yarn Sucks Arising.
Here on the rocky shore, between the mark of the highest tide and the mark of the lowest, is the gathering place of lost souls. Some are washed here, thrown up from the murky depths. Others are dragged here by land to be tested or punished. Some of us were born to rule it. This domain between the tides is shadow, cold, tumult. You mortals try to measure everything in nature. Days, temperature, calories, joules, clapotis, microbarums. But here is power beyond measure. You can try to conquer the shifting umbra, but my kind will always rise. Each trip around the sun, on the longest, darkest night of winter time, my cousin Yarn Saksa returns. She takes over the body of a weak human puppet and spreads destruction. When the moon blocks the sun and is swollen full with blood, then her power is the greatest. She gave herself to my ridiculous, obedient half-brother Thor, and he betrayed her. I will wage war with her until nothing is left of the nine worlds but a charred, blackened husk. Your mortal predictability will not save you. Look at your adorable little world. You might think that it's a war between the warming and the cooling. You might think that the thinning gases at the North Pole are the death knell to the Northern Powers. You'll be very good at fighting our battle for us. Such marvelous weapons you'll invent. Just watching you battle with machines and gas and oil and smog and neglect is a long game, but, well, then I've got all the time in the world. I can take you to a spot which you would measure as 1638 and the Baltic. I know this island as where my cousin's energy is palpable. This place between metal, wind, and waves hums with its own energy, if you have the ears to hear it. I'll see her in human form again. It's hard to resist playing with dolls. What tricks will the humans turn for me this time? In an age between doctrine and inquiry, a girl who disobeys her elders won't be allowed to last the winter. The mouth that speaks against power becomes one too many to feed.
Loki, you have not forsaken me.
You keep saying my name in front of the mortals and there will be no saving you. Pity you picked such a lovely host this time. It'll be a shame to see you free yourself from this tender flesh.
You say that like you are not all powerful.
Powerful only over those who believe in the old ways. It seems as though you've angered that Southwestern church.
Hold her hand, Sister Margareta. I can't tie her to this pole all by myself.
It would be unseemly for me to touch the witch.
Show them what the children of Jotunheim can do.
Maren Brandstrom, you have been brought here to prove your innocence or show your guilt. Is your name Maren Brandstrom?
I have told you 1,000 times that Maren Brandstrom is not here. I am Yarn Saksa.
Doesn't matter what her name is, Sister Margareta. She's still got plenty to answer for.
All right, fine. You say your name is Yarn Saksa. Do you understand your crimes against the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
I spared you my favors. Is that a crime?
That's my girl.
Name the father of your twin brats. Or do you admit they are the sons of Lucifer himself?
Darling, who's this Lucifer and why haven't I been introduced?
What man got you with child?
My babies were planted in my womb by the god Thor.
Blasphemy.
She wishes.
For leaving me here stranded, I shall have my revenge.
That's what they always say.
You've heard this before?
It's an old story. Once a generation, some girl starts claiming, I'm Yarn Saksa, the giantess. I must have my revenge on Thor. One of them ran around town with a big iron hatchet trying to cut everyone's heads off and bring about Ragnarok. Always on the winter solstice when there's a full moon.
There is no Ragnarok. There is no Thor. There is only the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Keep that up and you'll lose your parishioners. Look, little bunny, I've got your stinking chamber pot from your prison cell. Nice of you to fill it with fresh piss for us. Smell that.
No, not the bottle. Jan Saksa, they're taking you from both sides.
Widow Gregerson, what have you there?
Hedging our bets. You don't want her coming back, do you? Hold still, lovey, and let me pull one of your hairpins. Or two.
Bitch!
That's got some nice sticky blood on it. This should keep you from ever bothering the village again.
Her soul cannot swim from these rocks to the mainland.
Make double sure. Look, sweetie, I'm taking this solid earthenware jar, and we fill it with your piss, your hair, your hairpins. Oh, look what else I've got here, darling. Nails from your house. I'll put it all in the bottle, and we'll drop it down a cave here.
So you do still believe in some of the old ways?
Seal it up nice and tight with a good, solid cork. When she dies, her soul and all of her magic will go into this bottle. Trapped in there, she'll eat herself alive as long as this bottle stays tightly shut.
The little things you make up to please yourselves.
Oh, cousin, you're not making it up.
That's witchcraft.
I pay my taxes.
That you do.
And I sold you that tonic for once a month. How are you feeling?
Quite well, thank you.
Loki, what's happening?
She invokes the heathen gods.
Keep silent, love. Let me do what I can.
A bit of the old ways don't bother you when it suits. Someone needs some herbs to bring a baby. Maybe someone needs protection for their fields.
Untie my hands. I'll tear them limb from limb.
The tide is rising. We haven't much time.
What I'm saying is, you take care of your one god end, and let me have our old ways take care of our end.
Woman, you are brought here to stand trial.
Loki, I have always fought for you.
You have no gift of duplicity, do you? Keep silent so I can do my work.
You have been accused of the following crimes: causing a storm to sink a fishing vessel, killing 14 men, causing a bolt of lightning to strike the holy church, burning the steeple.
Sister Margareta, hurry up. The waves come closer.
Loki, I have always stood by your side. This body cannot withstand the ocean.
I have not forsaken you. Widow Gregerson, aren't you so very tired?
So, there is something you fear. Renounce your fealty to the heathen gods and admit that your lord is Jesus Christ.
Jesus is a fishmonger.
In that case, we leave you, Maren Brandstrom.
You don't need to throw the bottle down a well. Just drop it here on the island. Be done with it.
What are you doing, Loki?
Roll it down that hole between the rocks, nice and deep.
To discover the strength of the waves.
Little puppet.
Between the mark of the low tide and the mark of the high tide.
Time to go home.
You said you would save me, Loki.
The iron nails, the copper, your piss. It's charged. It's charmed.
Should you survive the cycle of the tide, we know you are a witch and must be hanged by the neck until dead.
I'll tear your tongue out by its roots.
Then into the bottle you go, little rabbit, and every nightmare you brought with you.
You'll be safe in there, sleeping with all your legacy, until someone lets you out again.
Who would free me?
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we leave you in this place of testing, and may God have mercy on your soul.
You're a fool, Maren. You should have sold your land to the church when your father died. Everything would have been fine.
Widow Gregerson, we must hurry before the waves take us too. Where's your witch bottle?
It's gone. I must have dropped it. Somewhere.
Never mind. Heathen magic will take care of itself. We'll say more prayers tonight, and the Lord...
And away goes my cousin. And down goes poor little man. Cousin, sleep well.
records show that intra-company arbitration commences at 9:04 a.m., Monday, December 20th, 2094. For the record, please state your name, rank, and serial number.
Technical Support Agent Sumner Bachman, 84207.
And how long have you been with the corporation, Agent Bachman?
14 years.
That's quite a while.
Yes, ma'am.
And how long have you been assigned to Mrs. Wallace's detail?
I was assigned to Mrs. Wallace's office 5 years ago.
But not her official security detail?
I was never assigned specifically by the corporation. Mrs. Wallace would request that I attend specific functions. I was assigned to the Office of Brand Management.
And what exactly does your job as Technical Support Agent for the Office of Brand Management entail?
I perform tasks to enhance the reputation of the Hei Shui Corporation's public image while eliminating threats to functionality.
So what does that mean? Do you write press releases?
No, ma'am. That's never been requested of me.
Do you deliver flowers to members of Congress?
If requested.
Can you be more specific in terms of describing what your daily duties were?
Damage control.
Putting out fires.
Sometimes literally, sometimes with gasoline.
Care to elaborate?
If the Office of Brand Management perceives a threat to the image, well-being, or profitability of the corporation, my job is to eliminate that threat.
A more specific example would waste less time, Agent Bachman.
Last year, I'm sure everyone here remembers the situation with the Harrisburg office and the protesters from the University of Pennsylvania.
You don't have to waste time rehashing war stories. Just explain what you did.
So when the paper was published, the one that everyone says was erroneous, the one claiming that liberating natural gas was affecting drinking water from the Delaware River Basin...
Irrelevant. Make your point, please.
I ensured that the doctoral students retracted their research... publicly, and that those doctoral students are no longer with us.
What do you mean, no longer with us? I mean, they certainly wouldn't have gotten hired here.
Only the best, brightest, and most efficient can be part of the Hei Shui Wei, ma'am.
Yeah, I've heard that. But what happened to them?
As I said, the people who created work affecting the stock price of the corporation are no longer with us.
So?
I mean what you think I mean. If you can imagine how sacred the Hei Shui Wei is, then you have a pretty good idea of what my day-to-day job entailed.
Eliminating threats.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever made employees disappear?
Are there names about which you might be curious?
Well...
Because that would mean admitting that you know something.
But that's not why you're here today.
No, ma'am.
Mr. Wallace has asked for this arbitration hearing to give you a chance to tell us your side of the story.
Thank you, ma'am.
Why exactly would Mr. Wallace want you to be removed from the Hei Shui Corporation?
I suppose that my presence may have made him uncomfortable.
You never worked with Mr. Wallace.
My official tasks never involved the CEO.
How about unofficially?
I have never met Mr. Wallace.
But you're very familiar with his wife.
I have neither seen nor communicated with Mrs. Wallace in 4 days.
And you're fully aware that sexual harassment charges have been filed against you?
By whom?
You're not aware of the charges.
I am aware now, however, I am not entirely sure who filed them.
By Mrs. Wallace. She filed the charges.
Really?
This comes as a surprise to you.
I was under the impression that Mr. Wallace had filed a misconduct charge.
That is correct, Agent Bachman. However, if...
I wasn't given this... She wouldn't... This data is incorrect.
Let the record show that Agent Bachman was not prepared for this meeting and had not added her electronic signature to the document filed.
Will Mrs. Wallace be joining us for this arbitration hearing?
I don't see how that's relevant to this discussion.
She can file that kind of charge against me, but she can't show up, too, to back it up?
Her schedule doesn't allow for attendance at this meeting. She filled out a form.
A form?
We have a copy of her testimony. It's all on file.
Mrs. Wallace and I were in a consensual sexual relationship.
Well.
You said that this was an opportunity to tell my side of the story.
I sincerely hope this is factual.
Shortly after Mrs. Wallace became head of the Office of Brand Management, she indicated that she was interested in changing our relationship. That would have been 4 or 5 years ago. She, required an escort for certain functions, particularly when she traveled to Washington, D.C. or Beijing.
Which was fairly frequently, I might imagine.
Seeing as Mr. Wallace's schedule kept him very busy with other concerns, there were a lot of times that she felt she needed a...
technical support?
I suppose if you have to give a speech the next day to the top level of your shareholders, you might want something to help you sleep.
And you did this on the company dime?
Not always.
Is there anything which might indicate that Mrs. Wallace actually wanted you to be in her presence?
Such as?
Something concrete? Evidence, like email?
I was extremely careful to ensure that all communication between myself and Mrs. Wallace was untraceable.
You covered your tracks.
I kept her safe.
Yet she has filed this sexual harassment charge, indicating that you invaded her privacy, spoke to and touched her inappropriately.
She invited me to.
For almost 5 years?
I don't know how to answer that.
Back in the day, people used to say, she asked for it when they didn't want to admit having done something they shouldn't have.
I can understand how this might sound.
You know what the result is when arbitration finds that sexual harassment has occurred, don't you?
Termination.
And in a case where neither party can get their story to match...
Level 4 suspension.
You've also got a misconduct charge here. So that may make this a level 5, which means indefinite suspension without pay. And since all Hei Shui employees file a non-compete agreement...
Ma'am, I am very aware of the consequences of arbitration. Enforcement was part of my job description.
Are you taking a tone? You might want to take a breath there, young lady. It would seem that we have to form an investigative committee.
Message downloaded.
However, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, and time waits for no man, and so on and so forth. There is a concern that will require you to suit up and get back to work.
I don't understand.
You're back on active duty. Because there is a profitability issue with one of our former affiliates in the Baltics, Scandia Energy or something.
I thought the...
It's classified. Something's going on with one of the former wind farms, and they need a team to go out there and deal with it.
Where?
Providing you with a detailed mission briefing is not going to happen in this venue, Agent Bachman. However, I will tell you to pack your LEDs and thermals, because you're going to, it says here... Finland?
What?
As of today, December 20th, 2094, I am calling a recess until the investigative committee can be formed and can report findings back to the intra-company arbitration committee. This meeting is adjourned.
What the hell's up with Finland?
Loki is played by Ethan Bjelland. Yarn Soxa is played by Mary Lynn Manicki. Widow Gregerson is played by Leslie Vincent. Sister Margareta is played by Delta Giordano. The Interviewer is played by Sarah Brody. Agent Bachman is played by Catherine Kopecki. Yarn Soxa Rising, written by Lindsay Harris Friel. Directed by Karin Bratley Weathern. Sound design and engineering by Vincent Friel.
Special thanks to Kit Gordon, dramaturg. Episode 1 is sponsored by Matthew Lichtenwald. For more information, find us on Facebook or Twitter at Yarn Socks Arising or visit our website at yarnsocksarising.com. Copyright 2015. 6630 Productions.